This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Ethiopian army announced Saturday that it had taken full control of Mekele, the capital of the Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement, "God bless Ethiopia and its people. We have entered Mekele without innocent civilians being targets." But the leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front told the Reuters news agency that they were not giving up. Asked if that meant his forces will continue fighting, he replied, "Certainly, this is about defending our right to self-determination." In a statement, Prime Minister Abiy said the next step is to rebuild what has been destroyed, repair what has been damaged, and return normalcy to the Tigrayan people. Abiy said federal police would now arrest the leaders of the TPLF, who would face trial. It was not clear if any of the TPLF leaders had surrendered. The head of the UN Refugee Agency says Sudan needs $150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing the border from the conflict zone. Filippo Grandi says the tide of refugees has slowed but remains constant.
500-600 per day is not a small figure. Let's make no mistakes. It's true there were days in which they were in their thousands, but it also depends on the difficulties of moving around their country and arriving to the border.
Sudan has accepted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees while struggling with its own deep economic crisis. The country is also going through a fragile transition since the April 2019 ouster of veteran strongman Omar al-Bashir after unprecedented mass protests against his rule triggered by economic hardship. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.